Someone asked me if he's allowed to go to a church for the funeral of a co-worker's parent. I guess the whole staff is going, his whole team is going, and he wants to know whether he can go to the funeral, which is in a church. Now, there's a prohibition to enter into a house of idolatry, a base of Avodah Zarah, because of two different reasons. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, says of chshad, there'll be suspicion that perhaps you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. And secondly, is because the pasuk says, Al tifnu el ha'elilim, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes and Beis, assumes that that pasuk means that we're not allowed to give kavod to Avodah Zarah, and therefore we shouldn't enter into a house of idolatry. Now, is a church a house of idolatry? Now, Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel Beis says that Christianity is what's called shituf. It's basically the belief of one God having partner, but it's all one. But there's Trinity. He calls it shituf, and the Yad Ramah in Kuf Nun Vav Seif Aleph rules like Tosfos. That it's Shituf and not Avodah Zarah, but the Binyan Sion says in Siman Samach Gimel, what that means is it's not considered Avodah Zarah for non-Jews, but it is Avodah Zarah for Jews. So what that means is that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, to go into a church would be going into a house of Avodah Zarah for us, even though maybe for Christians it's not considered Avodah Zarah, but for us it is. The Rambam, by the way, says it's Avodah Zarah for both Jews and for non-Jews. But some want to use Rabbeinu Tam to say maybe it's not Avodah Zarah, a house of Avodah Zarah, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Even if you hold this, that, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam and saying it's not Avodah Zarah, all it means is not Avodah Zarah for them, but for us it is. There is one Rishon, the Meiri seems to take the position that discriminatory practices against pagans, against Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that it's found in the Gemara, is not meant to apply to Christians or Muslims for that matter. And he says because Christianity is not idolatry, because they generally believe in one God who's sort of in charge of our moral actions, so therefore the discriminatory practices only apply to pagans who believed in multiple gods and polytheism, but they would not apply to Christianity. So maybe, according to the Meiri, one could argue that going into a church might not be a house of Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say that explicitly. He only says that with respect to discriminatory practices, not applying to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to pagans. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim and Achronim do view the church as a house of idolatry, then you would not be able to enter. But Moshe clearly says that you can't go into a church, and Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Chavtes, he says that even to go in just lahabit betzurot, shehoyu duim shirak lenoina, so even to go just to view the artwork is forbidden. When it comes to voting in a church, so there is a debate. Rav Menashe Klein, in Mishneh Halachos, Chelek Vav Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, forbids voting even not in the sanctuary itself as long as connected to a church. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach and Chuvos V'Hanhagos, Krach Beis Siman Tuf Yud, permitted Jews in Johannesburg to vote in an auditorium in a place that was adjacent to a church, because he felt that, again, it doesn't violate, it's not chashad, and it's not, you're not giving kavod to the church because you're not going into the church. You're only going to an auditorium next to the church. Regarding tourism, probably the most makel position, the most lenient position, Rav Nachum Rabinovich, he has a position where he seems to agree with the Meiri, and he says that tour guides at Eretz Yisrael, if necessary for their parnasa, they are allowed to take tours to visit churches, to functioning churches. He says when it comes to Jews, when he has a tour group that Jew that's made up of Jews, he should try to avoid taking them to a church. But he seems to take the position, since they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah, according to the Meiri, he believes that for parnasa one could go to God, could go into a church, but this is a singular position. This is not the dominant view among Rishonim and Achronim and Poskim nowadays. That was a minority view. Rav Willig told me that Bishas the Chag Gadol, you can, if need be, you can, for the funeral, you can go into the church building, but not the sanctuary. It's better not to go into the sanctuary. It's better not to go to even the church building to begin with. If Shas Chag Gadol, it might be a heter under some circumstances to go into the building, but certainly not into the sanctuary. And so that's what I told this individual. Better that he not go into the church at all. Shas Chag Gadol, the pressing circumstances, maybe the person would lose his job or be very, very uncomfortable. There might be grounds to go into the building, but certainly not in the sanctuary.